Yes, the reason for people, for bus people to oppose a project like a high-speed train, well, there are many of them. The main one might be the environmental one, because it's going to cause a huge damage to the environment, like being the Basque country, like quite mountainous area. It is like very populated as well, so there is no place to get the, and quite industrialized as well, so there is no place to get a high speed train. It requires like a totally new railway, yeah. It has to be made out of scratch, yeah, like the whole infrastructure, the whole railway, as well as all the access to works and to the railway, new equipment, new buildings, all that has to be new. The only way is just like destroying mountains, forests, and everything within it, you know, like environment.
Estoy convirtiendo en una cuchilla andante. Es duro vivir en la línea de frente. Te quiero y quedamos en la barricada a las tres con las puertas.
It'll be like people from the main cities, which will be connected by the high speed train. Yeah, like Bilbao, San Sebastian, which are like 100 miles less than like 80 miles from each other. Vitoria, it'll be like people from the main cities, which will be connected by the high speed train. Yeah, like Bilbao, San Sebastian, which are like 100 miles less than like 80 miles from each other. Vitoria, from a town which is like 20 miles from San Sebastian, the high speed train, the railway, will pass through my town, but it won't stop there because a high speed, and that's the whole point of it. So still, like for me, in order to go to Bilbao, for instance, I'll have to do same thing as I do now: go to San Sebastian, change stations, and then, you know, yeah, I'll have a high speed train to go to Bilbao, but it won't make much difference after doing all these changes and so on. The high speed train is gonna be a ridiculously expensive project for the kind of needs that we have, and especially for the time that we are at now. Like it's crisis everywhere in the UK as well as in the Basque Country, Spain, France, you know, like there is a big crisis going on, and the high speed train will be like, will mean like loss, millions of euros spent in something which we don't consider, or people don't consider so needed. In the Basque Country, there's been a quite long history of environmentalism, or environmental, like ecologist activism, which goes back to the 70s, when still there wasn't anything like an environmental movement as such. I guess it was when everything started everywhere else as well, you know, like you have like things like Greenpeace and movements against nuclear power and so on, like in the States and in other places, or even in Britain, with, you know, like which it was like more focused on the peace movement, but also like things like against the nuclear arms and nuclear armament and so on. And in the 70s, like the big movement against the nuclear power stations. It was like the beginning of an environmentalist campaign or activism. And from there you could already see like the role that ETA and the government would play in it. In some way, and many would say that ETA's role was like positive in terms of stopping like nuclear plants being switched on and nuclear plants being built as well, because there were like projects for two of them and three of them, one was built, two others weren't. But it would mean like a huge repression from the Spanish government as well. And what is more worrying is that from the start, like the Spanish government will try to relate to any kind of environmental demands or mostly activism, because there is a point where you demand, like you can take it to court or you can take it to the institutions, but they don't go any further, or you know, there is nothing else to do. And when it gets to that point and you start just like using like peaceful direct action or so on, and then you have like the Spanish government kind of I don't know, criminalizing the movement, yeah, which is same thing which happens everywhere else. But the problem here is that that many people will believe it, and many people will make the association that movement equals ETA. And for many people, ETA might be seen as an armed organization, a political organization, a justified organization seeking for independence and so on. But for many, you know, like ETAs, they are just like criminals, assassins, murderers, like whatever. So it does have a huge impact, you know, and thus like the media comes into this, and institutions, they just like manipulate all that, so to create an opinion. In the case of the high speed train that goes back to day one, and you know, like before ETA kind of being active in it, like they will deal with all activists against the high speed train as ETA members. And we have to say also that now in the last 15-10 years, like there is and especially since September the 11th, like that accident bombing or whatever we want to call it, yeah, had a huge effect everywhere else in the entire world. But it had an effect as well in the way repression is practiced, yeah, because with the excuse of terrorism, like the government will clamp down in lots of organizations and lots of campaigns which weren't involved in terrorism at all, but that was the way like to launch repression against them, and being justified internationally, nationally, and you know, with the support of the media, that's something that they can get away with. In the Basque Country, there have been all kinds of the repression has been launched against newspapers which have been closed, like two of them, against organizations, prisoner support organizations, council organizations, MPs, illegalization of parties, and so on, all of it, by using this equation of this party equals ETA, therefore this person is a terrorist, therefore I apply anti-terrorist law to him, therefore he goes to prison, that's the way it is, and that's what is being applied to the high speed train as well. Now in September we have a trial against three people who who graffitied a tram, and you know, it was a peaceful demonstration, and as part of that demonstration, like, they just like graffitied this tram which was coming down the street. They are facing 3 years imprisonment. Yes, well, the campaign goes on many levels, and there is many people involved in it, because basically the high-speed train will cross all through the Basque Country in different directions, so there is lots of people affected by it. Within the unions, we can include the Farmers Union as being one, you know, like quite active, and because farmers are like very affected in this project. Basque farmers, especially like the ones in the north, and the ones like under Spanish administration, are like small farmers, like family orientated business, and this will be another attack against them, because the in order to build the high speed train, like, they'll seize lots of land from them. Lots of land which is like used for farming, and lots of land which is like fertile and good for growing or for grazing animals. Yeah. So like we have like networks of people like of different organizations, unions, organizations, parties. Which come together, and then like the struggle goes on different fronts, like from demonstrations to pickets of the companies, and also it goes to, and yeah, we can say that there's been sabotage and so on as well, like against companies and against the works, the construction sites and machinery and so on, occupation of like squatting farms which have been already been evicted, mountain marches and so on. It's quite varied and diverse.